This is episode 952. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you, as always, for being here, for doing this for yourself as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're going about your day or getting ready to sleep and you're here discovering a meditation technique to give you more peace, energy, and clarity. And we continue along with our declutter meditation series this week, this 7-part series where each day of the week we focus on how to declutter an area of your life. Maybe it's your relationships, maybe it's your health, maybe it is your home, your material possessions. Whatever it is, you're going to discover ways to let go of things you no longer need and to create space for something new. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And this way you can go in depth with a particular focus. So for this week, as I mentioned, it's all about decluttering different areas of your life. It's a brand new year as I record this, and many people are setting goals and letting go of the old and welcoming in and ushering in the new. Well, in the meditation technique for today, I'm going to guide you using a technique to let go of tension, because a lot of times when you're decluttering, you can feel this sense of loss or sadness for what you're letting go of. And it's important to keep in mind that you're appreciating and showing gratitude for what you're letting go of. And I'm also going to share with you today a way for you to benefit from an herb. In this case, it is ginkgo herb. Every single Friday, I share an herb with you. This happens to be Friday's meditation. You can listen to these meditations in any sequence, but every Friday, I love sharing an herb for you to try because you can benefit from the herbs in a similar way as you do from meditation techniques that can help calm your mind and body. Of course, you want to make sure that it's an herb that's going to benefit you, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So you want to make sure that the herb isn't going to harm you in any way, because they are powerful. They work wonders when you find the right herb, the right time in your life. So ginkgo is an herb that comes from the tree, the ginkgo tree. And this tree has a nut, and it always reminds me of living in Japan, because there is a custard used in many Japanese meals. And within the custard, it always comes in a little bowl with a lid on it. And there are these little surprises in the custard, and one of them is a ginkgo nut. And I used to like to dip my spoon in the custard and dig for the ginkgo nut, because I love the ginkgo nut. They're delicious. And so it reminds me of my time in Japan. But also, Japanese cooking is elevated to an art in its presentation. And I remember in the tea ceremony, the ginkgo leaf is beautiful. It's shaped like a fan, kind of fans out. And many of the sweets that you would eat before you sip the bitter matcha tea. You always eat a sweet before you drink your bowl of tea in a tea ceremony. Oftentimes, the sweet would be on a ginkgo leaf for presentation. So I really enjoy the ginkgo tree and everything about it, the nut and the tea. So this is a tea also that I selected for you for this week's series because it helps you to remember and it helps with concentration. And it does take a lot of concentration when you declutter. It takes a lot of focus and concentration to determine what you want to keep and what you want to let go of. And as you let go, it can bring up a lot of memories. You can feel an ache and a sadness. And that's fine. Honor that. And do keep in mind that as you release, be grateful for the opportunity you had to experience time with whatever it is you're trying to release. Feeling gratitude, knowing that as your life moves on, you are creating space for new things you want to bring into your life. But you can always experience the gratitude for what was once part of your life. Whether it's an old sweater you're getting rid of that you remember so fondly for the times you wore it, the memories of those times. Or maybe you're releasing someone or a job or maybe a bad habit that harmed your health and you're decluttering this from your life. So let go with gratitude for the lessons learned, for the time you spent, for all the memories. And as you do so, consider with each breath you take full, deep gratitude. Inhaling through your nose, feeling gratitude for what you're about to release. And as you exhale through your nose, letting go of the tension, the sadness, any regrets, letting it go. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose to keep your breath soft. Again, inhaling through your nose, feeling gratitude for what you're about to release in your life. As you exhale, letting go of the tension, any regrets, letting it go, feeling a beautiful relaxation in your body as you do so. So continue to inhale and exhale. inhaling gratitude for what you're about to release as you declutter. And as you exhale, let go of tension, doubts, fears, letting it all go, creating space for something new. Meditating to the point where you could meditate a little longer and experience deep joy as you do so, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.